Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Strang Report. I'm Steve Strang. Today, I have a very interesting interview with someone who else has a podcast. That's Jennifer LeClaire, and we're going to talk to her about her podcast and also about her role with Charisma Magazine. She's always an interesting interview, so you'll want to stay tuned after this message.
Hi, everyone. This is Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network, and I want to speak to you on behalf of Evangel Christian Churches. And if you've ever had a desire to be trained, equipped, and credentialed as a chaplain, you may really want to listen to this message. It's probably now would be a great time to fulfill the call of God on your life. We're still early in the year. You can accomplish so much still in this year of 2016. Becoming a licensed minister will enable you to reach out to jail ministries, hospitals, nursing homes. Maybe you want to do street evangelism or teaching, traveling, going to across the world to minister. Women's Aglow would be good. Maybe even at anti-abortion facilities, counseling, traveling, whatever it is that you've got in your heart, there's no better place to be trained and equipped than Destiny School of Ministry Chaplaincy Training Institute. Let me say that again, the Destiny School of Ministry Chaplaincy Training Institute. They're going to offer you the opportunity to be trained and credentialed as a chaplain. It's always good to have official credentials. They have correspondence classes and extremely affordable tuition. They're licensed throughout the state of Michigan and fully accredited. You can call them now. They actually prefer you to call them. Their number is 586-773-6568. And one more time, 586-773-6568. The good thing about a podcast is you can back this up and listen to the phone number again. Their website is evangelchristianchurches.com. Check them out there or just call that number. One more time, 586-773-6568 for the Chaplaincy Training Program. Get credentialed today. God bless you.
Well, welcome to you, Jennifer, and thank you for being on my podcast. Your podcast is the most popular on the Charisma Podcast Network. Tell me why that's so.
I think it's because I am reaching a felt need. I'm meeting a felt need. You know, walking in the Spirit, many Christians have that as an ideal, but they don't practically know what that means. And so in my podcast, I'm hitting both hot button issues in the body of Christ, what's going on in the prophetic movement, but also practical teaching articles. How do I walk in the Spirit? How do I pray more effectively? And what do I do when I get my feelings hurt? You know, life stuff in a very practical way. And so I really enjoy doing them, and I'm really glad that our audience enjoys listening.
And you do one every day?
Every day.
And how do you decide what to cover?
That's a good question. You know, I like to think I'm led by the Spirit. You know, sometimes I'm dealing with issues in my own life or in the workplace, and I'm seeing issues that people are struggling with. People send me email and say, hey, I'd love for you to do a podcast on this. Sometimes I'm writing a book. As you know, I've written many books. If I'm in the middle of a book, I'll pick something that I'm studying from that week, maybe about spiritual warfare. It seems to be one of the most popular topics I teach on is spiritual warfare. So it depends. I say life circumstances, being led by the Spirit, and also feedback from our listeners.
And what are some of the topics and podcasts that have resonated most with your listeners?
I think my most popular podcast is on the spirit of Jezebel, which doesn't surprise me. I've written a couple of books with Charisma House on that topic. And it's just one of those things where we teach about Jezebel, but somehow that spirit keeps tricking us. And so people are always hungry for that topic. You know, prayer is another one. People want to know how to pray more effectively. They want prayer answers. And again, prophetic ministry, which is one of my ballywicks, solid teaching. How do you operate? How do you flow? What are the protocols? People seem to enjoy that.
You know, if you ask the average American about Jezebel, they'd have no idea what you meant. Yeah. If you ask the average Christian, some of them might say, wasn't she in the Old Testament? Mm-hmm. So why is the spirit of Jezebel such a hot topic then, if it's relatively unknown?
I think the lack of revelation on Jezebel makes Jezebel somewhat of a spiritual warfare rock star. The first book on Jezebel came out in the early 70s. The one everybody knows came out a little later in the 80s by Francis Frangipane. And we've continued to get revelation about this spirit since then. You know, it's a spirit of seduction. I learned that from Mike Bickle. Many people say it's control, it's manipulation. Those are the surface just love the fruits of Jezebel. And I think that because it's so sneaky, it's so subtle, and it's so seductive, and it splits so many churches, and it's ruined so many lives, it steals your inheritance, people have not yet figured out how to rightly identify this thing, and we just have to keep teaching on it, teaching on it, teaching on it. And I don't know, people seem to just have an affinity for combating that wicked spirit.
And isn't it true that when it does operate and people's eyes are open to what's going on, they know they have to deal with it, they don't know how to deal with it, and they're looking for answers, as you say.
They're looking for answers. We had a Jezebel spirit come into our house of prayer and just about tore it down. And I saw another side of Jezebel that I hadn't seen, and I've written books on this. And yet this spirit got in, and I think I'm a fairly discerning person. Fooled me. And so the thing about Jezebel or any spirit is it's dangerous to think you're an expert, because we're not an expert on anything. We know in part. And so what I've learned in this latest battle with Jezebel is you have to confront it quickly. Time is not on your side. Don't bow to the manipulation. Don't bow to the control. People say, what if it's my mom? What if it's my wife? Love your mom. Love your wife. But you don't need to bow to the manipulation. And so that's the biggest thing, is Jezebel wants to pull you into immorality and idolatry, Revelation 2 and 20. And so you can't tolerate that spirit. Jesus said to the church at Thyatira, I have this thing against you, that you tolerate that spirit, Jezebel.
Let's talk about Charisma Magazine. Most of my listeners would know, of course, that I'm identified with Charisma Magazine, having started it as a small church magazine. But most people probably don't know that I have not had editorial control for many years. As our staff has grown, as we brought in different people, I focus more on the overall Charisma Media and less on Charisma Magazine. So what I want to do is talk about your role as senior editor. You'd actually be the one that pulls together the issues.
I am, and it's worth noting, and usually the ladies cheer when I go somewhere and people introduce me and they say, well, she's the first female editor of Charisma, and that's really quite something. I think it's exciting for ladies everywhere to see that happening. It's such an iconic brand. I mean, everybody knows Charisma. Everybody in our circles and Pentecostal, charismatic, well, even non-Pentecostal, non-charismatics read Charisma Magazine. And so for me, it's an honor and a privilege to get to stand in that role and have some influence as to what we're covering, what we're writing about. You know, when we have these discussions, who should we put on the cover? You know, it's exciting for me, and I'm really passionate about, you know, putting in my two cents, and let's get the best possible magazine we can.
And even today we had a planning meeting and talked about some of the articles we're going to be doing in 2017, even more than a year ahead. A lot of people wouldn't know that we plan things out that far. Yeah. And then on the other hand, we have our online content. Our main brand is Charisma News, of course, and we also have Charisma Mag. Somebody else had charisma.com. So we did Charisma Mag, and there we're putting 10, 15 stories a day up. Isn't that true? Or how many do we put up?
On Charisma News now, we're probably, including our political coverage, we're probably doing 35 stories a day. And on CharismaMag.com, we're probably pulling 15 to 20 a day. So we've greatly expanded our coverage. We're reaching more and more people who may be not familiar with charismatic topics, but they're hungry for the spirit, and they just don't know what to call it. And they're finding teaching articles there on Charisma Mag that are really, I'm getting reports, life-changing, eye-opening. And so it's really special to think that we're really making a difference in people's lives.
And we're putting up more content in one day than would be an entire print issue of Charisma. And we're reaching many more people. You know, even though Charisma reaches a couple hundred thousand people with Pass Along, and even though we like to believe that print is more enduring and has more impact, let's say each article, we have far, far more people coming to our website. In fact, how many do we have coming in a typical month?
Well over 5 million in a typical month, and if it's a really strong news cycle, we'll have even more. But we average about 5 million, and that's growing. It's grown over the years, and it continues to grow year over year. And that's because of loyal readers who share our content. It's also because of relevant content. I like to think we're staying on the cutting edge of Christianity.
And we get that feedback, and that is our desire, and that's the purpose we feel. Tell me about some articles that are coming up in Charisma. I know, but our listeners don't necessarily know.
Well, we're looking at a prayer movement that's 10 years old called Burn 24/7 by Sean Foyt. And he is a spiritual son of Lou Engle, Mike Bickle, Bill Johnson. And he's got this really unique prayer ministry that's catching on like wildfire across the United States. We'll talk more about that in the next issue. Jim Baker, I'm really excited about telling his story of restoration. You're writing that story yourself. I'm excited about that. People need to know that no matter what happens, what wrong you've suffered or what mistake you've made, God is not done with you. You can come back again. So that's really exciting. And then later in the year, we'll look at a great story of hope, a story of dreaming again with the Lewis family and how they lost their son tragically and the Lord brought them two new kids, and it's just a miraculous story for our Christmas issue.
This is exciting, and I hope that the listeners don't subscribe to Charisma. I hope that they will. I believe that it's good to have a Christian magazine in your home, something to pick up and read, something to share with your family and friends. You know, we're doing this to serve. We're doing this to build bridges in the body of Christ. We're doing this to encourage people, inspire people, to inform people. And with everything that's going on in the world, I think it's more important than ever that Christians be informed and inspired and that there's a sense of community.
And hope. And I like to think that our coverage inspires hope as well. We want to inform. We don't want to stick our heads in the sand. But we don't want to get scared. We want to have hope. And I think that Charisma in this age that we're in, it's a light. It's a beacon. It's hope. And I'm proud of what you're leading here and the culture you've established and to be part of it.
Well, thank you. And thank you for your role. And for all you've done, our internet site has taken off under your leadership. We've had a lot of big stories. The magazine is flourishing, you know, by God's grace, of course. Amen. But thanks for your hard work. I don't get very many opportunities, Jennifer, to publicly thank you. So I wanted to thank you here and also for taking these few minutes to be with me on the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.